We're going to go and daven. Sechlis tainis daven. Daven begin the manal, begin the tazimaz, because begin the gemara or pila. Which tries to explain what exactly that is. Hanu geshem dak. That's thin rain. And the gemara says, afula partzida de tuti kolam hanya. What does that mean, perish? Partzidum. Zugarin. That's the seed shu metachazem that's beneath a rock. Hainu, kamechidash metachazakaka, like wheat that's beneath the ground, that it's going to go ahead and affect it and make it sprout. Tinnik says Mazda that begin the words Digmor Mai or Pilo, Uru Pili Pirish, Mayon, awakens it, Matsmich makes it sprout. Pili, what's Pili? Pirish. Oh, you in the Besitka arts, Pili means crack. Those are in the cracks of the ground. That's what it's making it sprout. Tinnik says Mazda begin the words Digmor, Shleisha Shaul or Shloika Hagen. There are three individuals that asked inappropriately, which they are Eliezer, Shaul, the Yiftah. So Tim has to take a second look. He says, so Amai Lechoshim Kalab Ben Yifuna. Why isn't Kalab also mentioned with a similar type of a thing? Shama, he said, Ashayaka is Kirit Sefer Velochta. Whoever's going to kill Kirit Sefer and conquer it, Venosatulis Achsa Biti Leisha, I'm going to give my daughter Achsa as a wife. Amai Leparach Kamahoch, why isn't going to ask like over here? Yochum Mamza Ebed, it might be a Mamza or Me'ebed. Why is that not considered another case of inappropriateness? So it says, if you're someone to consider the Hodakama Kalab, this is called, it says, Shitma Kadosh Baruch Hu. Akushbo is going to give Kamish Yochalav the Oisin Halacha Shashok me Ebel Shamisha. It didn't mean the literal translation. Meant whoever is able to return the Halachas of a Pekat in the days of mourning of Moshe Rabbeinu, Etnai Achsabiti, that's I'm going to give my daughter Achsa. So that's obviously a Talmud Chacham, an appropriate person. Yesh Mefashim, now those explain a different interpretation. Lakach Nikra Achsa, why was she called Achsa his daughter? She called Aloya Oisa Koyasalishti. Whoever is going to see her for her great beauty is going to get angry on his wife. That's the word achsa, like from the word of kas. Now, Zelvad, the physics explains this most definitely, Mishum Tznis, he said the Kachazaba. That's obviously because of the great modesty. They saw Bahar, and that princess look of the great modesty is what would make them get angry at their wives. Now, Bahar Yisamach, therefore, he, Kalab was relying on the Schusa, obviously she had great marriage, such as Tznua, but Schus Didei, and his merit, Mistayeh, will help deliver his davening, like Fima said, that she'll only get a shidduch according to her actions. Which she is obviously in a great level. Because he's like when he said that based on enough, Demas Abigan, Bechula, that the Shidduch is only according to the person's actions, and therefore was not considered an inappropriate petition. Next is to begin with the Gemara. Yochel Afel Chigera says Soma. You would think that even if it's someone that's lame or blind, now the Gemara wonders, Tema, Taisus wonders, Am I Lenakar Hacha Gabal Yezeb Avram? Why don't we say over here when we're talking about the inappropriate request of Yezeb, so slave of Avram, coming to comment by Gabishol, but sometimes like the question is asked on Shol. How could he say such a Yochel Afel Mamzeres, the Shevcha B'chulu? You would think even if it's a Mamzeres or a maidservant, why doesn't it, why here we saying Afel Chigeres Isuma, and they were saying Mamzeres Ashevcha? So Bamar Asherash, he says, Mashem Gabal Yezeb, Lishacha Dem Mamzeres, because in the days of Yezeb, it didn't apply this, or maybe it's going to be a mamzer. So like, the Torah wasn't given to have inappropriate unions to have the child as a mamzer. So therefore, it said, rather, v'sedev chigeres susuma. And because the like, Torah wasn't given yet. Or you know, another approach says, the Gabi Isha, no, when it comes, one's regarding a husband, one's regarding a wife. Regarding a woman, l'idaikam el'yefi. People are not particular, rather only become something regarding beauty. So that's what we're saying, oh, chigeres susuma. But regarding that of the other side, that would be a problem about mamzeris and regarding that of a shivcha. So there's different concerns for a man than it is for a woman. Then says they begin to say, how could you say that really Eliezer was one of you made an inappropriate request? But all he said was, the one that I'm going to tell her, tilt over your jug. But you're saying it. Maybe she's lame. So what do I mean? If he sees that she's lame or blind, he won't tell her. So what's this whole problem if she's going to be like this? You'll see that. He'll see it and he won't say it. There's some tests we can say is the Gemara's question is, maybe she's lame or maybe she's blind. Because she's going to be lame and she has a wooden foot. He's not going to see that. Maybe she's blind, she has beautiful eyes, but in your right club, maybe she can't see with them at all. And that he won't be able to discern, and that was the inappropriateness of the request. The next test master begins with Zigbab, and the Kamal of Nabi saw this is what the Nabi said to the Israel. Hatsari and Megillah, Imrefe in Sham, if there's no healer over there, claim in other words. Lahat and Nidra Yiftach to permit the Nidra of Yiftach. Penchas was there. Why didn't Yiftach go to Penchas to undo his nether? And the Mitzvah cast his Ruach HaRev because of his arrogance. Amay said, Lo Eilechas, I'm not going to go to him. Shani Shevet Benagir, I'm a ruler and I'm a prince. And you basically let him come to me. Well, Pinchas, I'm a Pinchas said, Nizik Aboy, let him come to me. No, no, I'm a prophet. But Yadi Tepetura, through me, shall be exempt. Shehis the Shairo, the gear says, Mairo, Mata HaNed, the point is, I'll undo the whole Ned, I'll just let her off the hook. And each one didn't budge. L'Basayb Netrish name, then they both were punished. Yiftach Nenesh, Yiftach would punish enough Le'ivav Kaid Misa, that his limbs fell off before he even died. So like it says, he was buried in the cities of Gilad, meaning in more than one city, because his limbs were falling off. A prince of Nenesh, a prince was punished, that's like it says in the Basel, before that Hashem was with him, meaning at that point on, Hashem wasn't with him anymore.